there's a bar of wood, maybe there are two of them, if there are two horses, you know, and the chains for the horses to pull on are fastened on that bar of wood, and it's fastened the wagon. You remember what they were called? And on a buggy, the traces come back and hook on this bar of wood.
Yeah.
You remember what it's called?
I know just what you mean, but I'm about to think. I forgot about it.
Okay, let me tell you some of the words and see which one of these you might use.
Okay.
Whiffle tree, swingle tree, single tree, double tree, evener, spreader, double single tree. Any of those sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
What?
They use a double single tree to a wagon with a, what was it called, a wagon?
Tongue. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's two?
And single for a...
One mule or one horse?
One mule wagon.
Okay. Do you remember if there are two single trees up there, and the chain comes back and attaches it to a long thing, maybe in front of a disc or something like that. Do you remember another, it would be just like a single tree, only longer, and both single trees would be fastened to the end of it. Remember anything like that?
No, but I'm pretty certain I've seen it.
Yeah, okay, well that's all right. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he's doing? He's what? Wood in his wagon.
He's got wood in his wagon?
Right, and he is, moving it from one place to another. What would you be likely, how would you be likely to say that? Mr. So-and-so is something wood. He's
moving his wood.
Okay. Would you use haul?
Use haul?
Haul. Would you be likely to say he's hauling wood or loading wood or toting wood or whatever? If he had his wagon piled up with wood and you looked out and said, well, Mr. So-and-so, what would you be more likely to say about that?
He's moving his wood.
Okay. And if you break the ground in the spring with something that has handles like this and a mule, what do you say you're doing? When you're getting ready to plant, what's
that? Plan with a plant stock we're fixing.
Like if you're going to plant, the first thing you do is
till it.
Okay, and how?
Well,
if you don't use a tractor, what do you do?
You use a
Are there different?
Well, to start off with, my husband had a mule and a plow that he could turn it with. And then from that, two mules. And now, what was that plow called? He could ride this one.
Uh-huh.
And let the two mules pull it. A two-mule riding plow.
Okay. And then after you plowed it, what did you do next?
Well, open up the rows, stake off the rows, you know.
Yeah, well, did you use a plow to do that?
Uh-huh.
Was it the same plow?
No, it wouldn't be the same plow to do that.
How did it
work? When you're doing that and a planting stuff, it'd be called a... Well, I can't even think of that name now. It's been a good while.
Okay. Well, what